Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are on this live Wednesday edition, the 31st day of March 2004. We've got Libertarian presidential candidate, hopeful, he's trying to get the nomination, Aaron Russo, big Hollywood producer, produced a great TV show called Mad as Hell, Exposing the New World Order. Done a lot of great work, and I agree with his policies and what he's saying. He's light years better than Ralph Nader, light years better than... the other supposed third-party candidates, and he could certainly get on C-SPAN and educate a lot of people around the country if he gets the nomination. And he's a very interesting, intelligent, informed individual, and he'll be joining us later in the show. Well, kind of a repeat of Somalia, dead foreigners. I hope they're not Americans. We know they're somebody. Being drugged, dead in the streets, being hoisted, just mutilated horribly. We have the Reuters and AP photos posted if you want to look at them. Not for the faint of heart. On Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But we know that the bomb killed 5 U.S. troops in Iraq. Another 6 died on Monday, and several died over the weekend, and things are accelerating. And I think it's horrible. And our troops are going to be traumatized and turned into police state servants, and they're going to torture the Iraqis and arrest more of them, and some towns are devoid of any men over the age of 10. They're all at the Halliburton-owned and run FEMA camps. They own Camp X-Ray, too, in Cuba, by the way. And then the troops will come back here. It's just horrible. They're going to come back here and become police officers. So we'll get into that. In one of the bloodiest days and weeks for U.S. military, 5 troops died when a bomb exploded under their military vehicle west of Baghdad on Wednesday. So that's today, but you could really say yesterday for us. They're on the other side of the planet. And they're just horrible images of dead Westerners hoisted up dead and being drugged through the streets. Iraqis dragged bodies through streets after attack. A crowd of cheering Iraqis is dragged charred and mutilated bodies of a number of foreigners through the streets of Faljala after an attack on 2 vehicles. It's not clear how many people were in the vehicles, and their nationalities have not yet been established. The crowd set the 2 four-wheel drive vehicles ablaze after the attack and threw stones into the burning wreckage. Television pictures showed one incinerated body being kicked and stamped on by a member of the jubilant crowd, while others dragged a blackened body down the road by its feet. The footage showed at least 3 people lying dead, while some witnesses said there were 4 killed. The attack came shortly after the United States military said 5 coalition soldiers were killed in a roadside bomb west of Baghdad. Also, fire strikes 3rd largest refinery in the U.S. down in Houston. BP refinery, part of it blew up, and they're saying they don't think it's terrorism. This a week after the FBI issued alerts thinking terrorist Al-Qaeda we're about to attack. We'll get into that. Fed denies Greenspan had a heart attack. They deny that rumor. Also, more of the different pieces of the puzzle with the stand-down order for NORAD on 9/11 to not intercept those aircraft. Turns out just months before 9/11, they changed the rules magically where the generals couldn't order the shoot-downs themselves as they could do in the past. Just all very convenient, as usual. We'll get into that. Terror panic could turn Britain into a police state, says Kennedy. Charles Kennedy commented, panic measures to protect Britain from terrorism yesterday, said David Blunkett, has stripped people of hard-earned freedoms. And Elder Bush starts crying, saying, leave my son alone.
Leave the president alone. The big war chief, it's so mean what you're saying about him.
Of course, Barbara Bush last year threatened Democratic presidential candidates with their lives on CNN. By the way, we'll go back over that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. Their seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, I'm Alex Jones, your host. I love freedom, I hate tyranny. We have libertarian presidential candidate, Aaron Russo, great guy, big Hollywood producer, anti-New World Order, coming on the show here in about 53 minutes, now 8 minutes after the hour, into this first hour, and we'll get into the bomb kills 5 U.S. troops, other Westerners being killed. We'll get into the bodies being dragged around, how horrible this is. We'll also get into the fire striking third largest refinery in the U.S., gas prices exploding even further. Also, they're denying that Alan Greenspan had a heart attack. We'll get into new 9/11 stand-down order information surfacing. That's on PrisonPlanet.com. But I wanted to cover neocon radio just for a few minutes, because they're not real conservatives. They're there to pacify you, to make you think that you've got a voice, to make you think that the Republicans are good, when in truth they're like the Democrats on steroids. They're a Trojan horse, a wolf in sheep's clothing, a Benedict Arnold, a Judas Iscariot. I mean, what other examples do I have to use here? And listening to neocon radio, it's sweatshops aren't bad, open borders really isn't bad, NAFTA and GATT are good, and Free Trade Area of Americas is good, and those that criticize the loss in jobs, well, they're just lazy bums, and, you know, and Bush is giving us the American dream, oh, really, getting rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I'm sick of it. I mean, there is a global policy to deindustrialize this country. It's been publicly stated. It's in their own white papers. They are accelerating our job losses. They allow other countries to have high tariffs on us, and then we don't have tariffs on them. China, on average, with a 42% tariff on us. We've got, what, about a 2.4% on them on average goods. I mean, it's out of control. It's designed to get rid of our jobs, and they've said it is. But now you're a liberal putting down America who's lazy, and then the host will add, well, I know a lot of you are out of work and it's tough, but still, it's America. Don't criticize America. We're not criticizing America. America was a country of incredible wealth because we had low taxes, low regulation, and we had tariffs. That's what built this country. And they told you NAFTA and GATT would mean milk and honey, and it's not true. And they give you all these fake job numbers. I heard the neocons all over talk radio this morning. They're reading off the script, people, about, oh, the jobs are really great and we've really got low unemployment and everything's wonderful and don't listen to the liberals. Well, if we weren't listening to the liberals, we wouldn't be listening to you then. But then, I mean, all over TV and the radio, emotional Elder Bush attacks son's critics. I mean, folks, imagine if my daddy, when the New York Times attacked me or some major TV show attacked me, which has happened many times, imagine if my daddy ran out to the press and said, don't attack my son, much less the president's daddy. You know, Dr. Evil says, leave Mini-Me alone. We're holding the country ransom for $87 billion. I mean, they're bombing all these countries, got our troops all over the place being killed. Bush is making jokes about, where are the weapons of mass destruction? Not under my desk, not under my bed. Ha, 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 it's funny. Britt Hume, by the way, on Fox News Sunday, and I got the transcripts, told everybody, including, he said, the families of troops that have died, to just get over Bush's joke. Just get over it. Imagine if he lost family over there. Imagine him going, just get over it. How dare you liberals criticize Bush's jokes? The guy joked about the first plane flying into the tower. Oh, that's a bad pilot. Ha, ha, ha. When they were going to execute a woman in Texas that even conservatives didn't want executed, he got up on TV and said, she begged me. She said, please don't kill me. Please don't. You don't joke about this stuff, even if you're for the death penalty, which I happen to be for, if we didn't have a corrupt government caught framing people coast to coast. See, you can't trust them. That's the problem. And they've executed a lot of innocent people. So emotional Elder Bush attacks son's critics. This is from Reuters. An emotional former president, George Herbert Walker Skull and Bones, former CIA director, head UN ambassador, thought I'd add that, on Tuesday defended his son's Iraq war and lashed out at White House critics. It is deeply offensive and contemptible to hear elites, oh, see, it's always, they're fighting the elites, oh, sure. Elites and intellectuals on the campaign trail dismiss progress in Iraq since last year's overthrow of Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. The Elder Bush said in a speech to the National Petrochemical and Refiners Association annual convention, there is something ignorant in the way they dismiss the overthrow of a brutal dictator, my former business partner that I transferred weapons to, and the sowing of seeds of basic human freedom in the troubled part of the world, he said. The former president appeared to fight back tears as he complained about media coverage of his younger Bush that he called something sort of far fair and unbalanced. He said it's something short of fair and balanced. Oh, a Fox News quibble. And it goes on. It hurts, he said, an awful lot more when it's your son that is being criticized than when they used to get all over my case, said the Read My Lips, No New Taxes UN worshiper who called for a new world order. I mean, said Bush, who has often complained about media coverage of both Bush presidencies. Okay. I thought I'd read what his wife Barbara Bush had to say last year on CNN on Larry King Live. We have the video of this, by the way. Barbara Bush threatens Democratic presidential candidates. Barbara Bush, quote, "You can criticize me, but don't criticize my children, and don't criticize my daughters-in-law, and don't criticize my husband, or you're dead." I take that serious from these kingpins. That's like when John Gotti says something like that. Look out. You know, Al Capone, I mean, they're street thugs compared to this dynasty. So we've got the transcript up there on Infowars.com. We've reposted this story, and here is Barbara Bush threatens Democratic presidential candidates. And she went on to say that, you know, don't talk about my family or you're dead. You could say that's a figure of speech, but if somebody said that about government officials, they'd be arrested. But when the government says it, or when a duchess like herself says it, you know, we're supposed to sit here and just accept it. It's sick, people. I mean, whining about the population responding in anger, including a lot of Republicans, by Bush making jokes about weapons of mass destruction. Where are they? Not here. They're sure not there. Ha, ha, ha. You're a liar who took this country into a war against your business partner, and your own energy commission said it was about oil, and your own PNAC document said it was about oil, and you fabricated all that evidence, and you lied in your State of the Union on purpose. And we're sick of it. We're sick of you and Bill Clinton and all your other buddies. By the way, Bush Sr. met 11 times with Bill Clinton before they ran for the presidency. And that's just a fact. They went to Bilderberg Group meetings together. It's totally staged. It's WWF wrestling. It's good cop, bad cop. Wake up to it. So it's disgusting to have this type of quote to have her come out and threatening people. She said it's horrible about people knocking my precious, courageous, brilliant son. And then she went on to say, don't talk about my family or you're dead. You're dead, she said. You can criticize me, don't criticize my children, and don't criticize my daughters-in-law, and don't criticize my husband. And then she goes on to say, don't talk about them, what they're going to do by knocking my precious, courageous, brilliant son. Your courageous, brilliant son, I mean, just please. So next time somebody criticizes me, next time Sean Hannity talks bad about me or something, I'll just have my daddy on the show. He'll come on the show and start crying, and he'll say, don't talk about my son. Don't talk about him in the political arena. You're not supposed to do that. I mean, just disgusting. Disgusting. These people are sick. Oh, you're like, well, are you for John Forbes, Kerry? Of course I'm not for Bush's cousin and Skull and Bones pod mate, coffin mate, skeleton mate, police. And Brit Hume, Fox News pundit Brit Hume, tells families of dead American soldiers, just get over it. Got that article. Just get over it. All of you, just get over losing your jobs. Get over us coming after your guns. Get over us selling out your sovereignty and signing on to UNESCO and campaign finance reform. Just get over it. Shut up and love the new neocon conservatism of the government doubling its growth that we had under Bill Clinton. Because that's now the new conservatism. You see, I have an allegiance to the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and the First Amendment, and to this country, God and country. God comes first, then country. I don't have an allegiance to a stuttering, sputtering, East Coast blue blood who has a Hollywood set up miles from my home where he struts around in a cowboy hat, people! I'm sick of it! It's all fake. It's Shakespearean fraud. Woe to you that buy all this propaganda. What do you think about it? Anytime I get criticized, I'm bringing my daddy on. Talk about my son. He's such a genius. Wrong what you're doing. Don't want to be put himself out there and stole an election and did all this.
You don't talk bad about him. It's mean.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Our calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. Coming up, puncture wounds found on Terry Schiavo Schindler's arm. Attempted murder is the headline with a question mark. We'll get into that. You know, she's the lady that they've been wanting to unplug, even though she can mumble and open her eyes and smile at her parents. She's not brain dead. Not even, they claim she was a vegetable, then in a coma. Now she's vegetative state. Oh, now, well, she's not having a good life. Let's kill her. That's what they're saying, so we'll get into that. Also, Stasi London, fear-mongering, reaches new heights in England. Also, how revealing is an X-ray scanner that they're putting in lots of the airports now where you're totally naked when you walk through it? Dutch public libraries deploy Big Brother RFID tracker chips. We'll get into the dead bodies being dragged around and hung up in Iraq, and more soldiers dying every day. That's just some of what is coming up here on the show today. And again, Aaron Russo, Libertarian presidential candidate, hopeful, former Hollywood, still, I guess, Hollywood producer, and a riveting guy. So that's coming up. You don't want to miss that either. But my last point about Bush Sr. choking back tears at a speech about people talking bad about his son and how angry it makes him. His son's out making jokes about missing weapons of mass destruction when almost 600 troops are dead. He's making jokes about planes flying into buildings. You know, he's attacking people all over the place through his surrogates. And Britt Hume's telling the victims of the dead soldiers, get over it, on Fox News. And then the most powerful puppet in the world, with all this power and control and military, his daddy's going out and his mommy's going out saying, don't talk about my baby. It's really sick. These wolves, though, don't like you talking about their cubs as they feed on you. Why, don't talk back as we chew your guts out. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, go ahead. Go ahead. You're on the air. We'll bring you up on air now. Okay, we don't have that caller, guys? All right. Let's talk to Tim in Illinois. Tim, go ahead. Okay, I guess we're going to be unable to go to calls right now. But we'll try that later. We'll find out exactly what's going on here and get to your calls here on the show. Scotter, are you there? Oh yeah, let's go to those. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Go ahead, Chris. Okay. Chris, you there, buddy?
Yes, I am here, Alex.
Wow, we got you on. This is amazing. Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring two things to your attention. First of all, UPS is doing a real good job delivering your videos since it's not the Postal Service.
That's right. We shifted to UPS about 3 weeks ago, and they're awesome.
Yep, I ordered some stuff on the 24th. It shipped out on the 25th, and I received it today.
Well, so, the Post Office, we would use Priority Mail, and then we found out that Media Mail went as fast as Priority Mail, and you paid about a third as much, and we tested it out, and we would ship stuff to people I knew in Austin. It would take a week or two, and then somebody in New York would get the videos in 3 days. So the Postal Service is a complete joke.
Apparently so. I did want to bring one other thing to your attention. I was sitting in the New World Order chat room on FNet, and we were discussing this new secret organization that apparently Daddy Bush is in, the Global Leadership Foundation. Do you know anything about that?
I have read about that, yeah.
Can you explain that to us? I'll get off, but I would like to hear you elaborate on it a little bit.
All right, well, thank you. I mean, I don't know much about it. There are dozens and dozens of major groups. The big ones are the Trilateral Commission, CFR, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Bilderberg Group. And the people that are in those organizations are the bank chairman and the World Bank heads and, you know, the head of the World Health Organization and the heads of the major universities and most of the big anchors on the nightly news. Basically, the elite of every facet of society. And that's the situation that we're looking at. And, you know, they've got the World Federalist Society and all these other groups, the Committee of 300. And it's really just a couple thousand people that are members of all these organizations. And different councils are over different areas of the economy, whereas the Trilateral Commission is more into banking and studying global economic systems. Then the CFR is larger and is over more strata of society, whereas Bilderberg Group is mainly over Western Europe and is allied with England and the U.S., so they're all just different globalist bodies, but their policies, what they're pushing for, is basically all the same. Okay, we'll come back, go to more of your calls, and get to more of this news. I'm Alex Jones. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire. Fun. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
All right, let's get five of these calls out of the way quickly, because I always enjoy your calls. But I'm going straight into news, and then Aaron Russo, Libertarian candidate for president. Great guys coming on the show. Let's talk to Tim in Illinois. Tim, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, my friend.
I just got some information for you. It won't take long. You got to understand, I live in the heart of neocon land here, where it's very hard to convince.
Where gun control, open borders, and regulation is conservative.
And your videos are kind of a hard sell, too, but I found a way to make them work. And this is just for your information. You have to show them the collapse of Building 7 first. I had to splice in the clip from at the end of Police State 3 with Dan Rather, and then go into about 8 minutes of Eric Hummschmidt's movie, where he actually shows the aerial view, where the buildings were. Nobody really knows that. Everybody thinks Building 7 was the little hotel that the stuff fell on. You know, nobody knows.
No, it was a 47-story building that caught fire that afternoon.
Right.
And then magically imploded, and the seismographs picked up explosions. The firefighters said there were bombs. And then we have the owner on national television saying they blew it up.
Exactly. And then especially that second view that Eric shows in his film, you could really see the penthouse come down. I mean, there's no contest. Everybody knows it was demolished when they see that. And then that makes everybody, you could see the fear set in their expressions and everything. And
we have a clip of the firefighters, not just their quotes from the newspapers, but a video clip that went out live on TV where they're saying, man, did you see those bombs? Boom, 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 whoa. And
yep.
Later they got told, you didn't see any of that, buddy.
So anyway.
And I called some of those firefighters, and they're just like, Mr. Jones, I have a family. I've been told to shut up. I got to go.
Right. You know, It's true. But that's been the most effective way. It actually got, it's getting people to open up. I showed it to a small audience at U of I, and that totally scorned me a month earlier. And then when I had this at the beginning, everybody, nobody left. So.
Well, sounds like you're doing a good job.
Yeah,
what
but,
else is on your mind?
Well, just that. Just for your information, if you've got any more films coming out, I know you're busy, you might concentrate more on Building 7 at least for 10, 15 minutes. You know, if you get some real structural engineering.
We get into Building 7 briefly in 9/11 Road to Tyranny.
Briefly, though.
We
yeah,
get into
it's
it,
in the middle.
We get into it a little bit more in the...
Right. I know all your films, but I'm just telling you.
And then we get a bit more in Police State 3.
With some of these non-believer neocon hardcore people, you can talk about documents, W199I, and all that stuff as much as you want. They're never going to listen. But when they actually see something like that, they can't refute it. So.
I'll tell you, the new advanced socialist, it's like the Terminator. It just gets more powerful, better. They're socialists and don't even know it. I mean, that's mind control. When all these so-called conservatives are the biggest anti-American big government pimps ever, and they don't even know it. That's a powerful enemy. Thanks for the call. And I appreciate your work, Tim. Bob in Texas. Bob, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I'm enjoying your show.
Well, thank you.
I had a question. Why can't we all organize and get somebody to run for president and just...
Well, I've said this a million times.
I mean, why can't we just pick out somebody? You, John Stuckmiller. Somebody and just support them with everything that we have. I mean, all your listeners and everybody, and just get them on the agenda and get going with it. Why can't we do that?
Okay, let me.
Why can't we get just a regular person to be president? Why can't we do that? Is there something?
Well, let me address this. Okay, the president doesn't run anything. We talk a lot about Bill Clinton and George Bush and George Herbert Walker because they're the puppets. They're the titular head of this thing, the figurehead, so people have to identify with that as the power structure. Now, look, the military-industrial complex, owned by the big banks, owns and runs the federal government now. The power, the last place we've got to reverse this is at the county, city, state level, regional level. That's where you can actually get something done if we can beat the electronic CIA-run voting machines. Okay. Now, the two-party system's already got it fixed, number one. Number two, again, the real power is at the local level through the 10th Amendment, and it's about educating people at the down at the grassroots plane. And this is so important. You know, we have this Hollywood image of the hero coming in, the Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Sylvester Stallone archetype, devastating the enemy. And then, oh, our champion has you know, taken the field and then won for us, you know, with our banner. Whereas in truth, it's a process. We became decadent over hundreds of years, and now we're going into the depths of a decadent cycle, and we've got to, one mind, one soul, one heart at a time, change America and the world that way. I mean, look, 80+% of the American people are against open borders, but the Republicans and Democrats together, they don't want that. You know, most Americans are against gun control, plus it's the Bill of Rights. But we don't see that reversed because the NRA is a Trojan horse group. So, I mean, I'm all for Aaron Russo running as a libertarian for president, and I support him. I think he's a great guy. But really, he's there just to be an educator and to be part of the debate to galvanize people. Look, we could have a president in power, and the bureaucracies, the legislative, the judicial will just ignore him.
What I was thinking about is if you could just get somebody that we know and get them to be president, and if the only thing that they do and they only stay in office for, say, 6 months, if they shut down the borders, that'd be the best thing for America. If they could just do that.
No, I understand. That would be wonderful in a perfect world. But what I'm telling you is if we had a real president, they would get the Dealey Plaza treatment.
Right.
Hey, listen, I appreciate your call, and I understand that instinctive need. If we just had a chieftain, if we just had a leader, you're the leader. The power lies with you. The solution lies with you, my friend. Bob in Texas, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Bob. You're on the air. Hey, Bob's gone. Ken in Texas. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, there's going to be a 10th Commandments rally in Dallas Convention Center this Saturday with Judge Roy Moore and Alan Keyes. You can contact them at www.texasrallies.us. Toll-free number, 1-877-332-3911.
You know, I don't mind plugs, Ken, but talk about some of the issues we've discussed first. I mean, you know, join in with
us. Okay, here's the question today. Has Osama bin Laden ever been in this country and with a passport, what name was on it?
Yes, Tim Osmond, CIA asset.
Have you ever seen a copy of the passport?
It has been in the mainstream news that it was Tim Osmond.
Oh, that's his name, okay.
And that he was a CIA asset. I don't have a copy of the passport, no.
And another thing, what did he do around here? Did he have a house here? Did he work?
He drove a Cadillac, had a short hair, and was involved in family business dealings and recruited by the CIA. That's admitted.
Well, how did he turn bad all of a sudden?
He didn't turn bad. He played the part of the patsy for him.
Did Bush cross him somewhere and he got mad?
I don't know. How did bin Laden order NORAD to stand down? How did bin Laden fly the bin Ladens out of the country on the night of 9/11? How did bin Laden call Mayor Willie Brown and tell him not to fly to New York that day? How did bin Laden order the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda in this country? How did bin Laden pay for the houses and cars through the FBI for the supposed hijackers? How did he get the supposed hijackers trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal? You know, how did all that happen?
Good question.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Ken. And, yeah, it sounds like a good rally. I don't mind people calling in and plugging stuff, but it's getting to where we'll have like 3-4 callers in a row doing it and then not even addressing any of the topics we've thrown out, and that's not good talk radio, folks. Let's talk to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Hello.
I just wanted to tell you a little story real quick, kind of like assimilation to the New World Order and us. You know, they look at us as little people, you know. And anyway, what I was going to say was I had this cat, another cat that had like 3 kittens. And one evening, I was this guy next door had one of these great big old full-grown bulldogs, like a bull mastiff. And it was just walking upside the house, and the little kittens was following behind it. And that big old bulldog come running over our, like it was going to have a meal, you know. And that mother cat, like defending its kittens, it flew into that big old bulldog like it wasn't nothing. I mean, and that big bulldog just turned around, took its tail between its legs, took off and ran. And that just goes to show you what we can do.
Well, that's the psychology. The New World Order takes our innate programming to defend our families and our country and our children and says, give your rights up. That's how you defend America. They take that and turn it around backwards. Whereas in truth, that's why I fight so hard, because I love my family and I don't want us to be slaves. I love this country. And we need to get back to those instincts that your little cat had against that bull mastiff.
Right.
And look, when evil comes against you, if you stand up against it, that's always the best policy.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's a great analogy.
Well, you're doing a great job, Alex.
I appreciate your call. Anything else, Gary?
That's about it right now. You just keep up. I'm still making copies, and you just keep up the good work. I'll be praying for you.
I want to thank all the listeners that have gotten the films and are making copies. It's having an ultra-massive effect. Let's talk to Brad. Brad, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Alex. It's an honor to speak with you.
Where are you calling us from?
From New York City.
Welcome.
I was trying to get the constitutional oath upon appointment under FOI, and I've been stonewalled, but I tape-recorded the conversation with the county clerk's attorney.
For those that don't know what you're talking about, most public officials now do not register their oath, do not swear their oath, which is criminal, and they should be arrested according to state and federal laws. So you went and investigated this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I tape recorded. I was hoping that I could play a few seconds, tell me if I could stop, if I should stop or whatever.
The tape recorded of what?
Of the conversation. He was telling me I'm living in another world. It's not the law. Can I play this for
you?
Who
was telling you?
The city's attorney.
For New York City?
Yes.
And he was saying that they don't have to have oaths?
He said that it's not the real world. He can't find it. A whole bunch of stuff. If you listen, it's very interesting. Can I play like 30 seconds?
Unfortunately, I don't know the laws of New York. I know Connecticut and several others have wiretapping rules. And
as long as you're party to a conversation, you're allowed to record.
Yeah, but I'm not really in the business of airing clandestine recordings of people I don't even know who you are, who you're talking about, And I'm not trying to censor you, sir, but I can't do that.
All right, Alex.
Thanks for the call. But it's an interesting point you bring up. And right here in Austin, they've said they don't have to have oaths filed, which is against the law, but they don't care. So it's a very legitimate point you brought up. And I'm sorry, I just am not going to air clandestine recordings before I've investigated them here on the show. That's just major league liability. You have a very good track record here of not having any problems on this show because I mind my P's and Q's and we're effective, and I'm not going to put this show or this network or our affiliate stations in jeopardy. But that's just how it is. I'm not going to take any more calls for now because I'm going to get to some news. Maybe later we can have some callers that want to talk about some of these subjects. Brett Hume on Fox Sunday, we got the transcript of it, just came out and said, hey, these people, you know, saying Bush is bad for making fun of weapons of mass destruction and, you know, these families of the troops. I mean, just get over it. It's just a joke. Just get over it. You know, but anybody else did that, it'd be horrible. But, you know, it's, what do you think about Bush Sr. saying, don't make fun of my son, and starting to cry in a speech, and then Barbara Bush on CNN saying, quote, you can criticize me, but don't criticize my children, and don't criticize my daughters-in-law, and don't criticize my husband or your dad, close quote. What do you think about bombs killed 5 U.S. troops? 6 died on Monday. They're dragging dead bodies around on the streets. We don't know if they're U.S. troops or not. Some of them look like uniforms to me, what's left on the charred bodies. Again, one of the bloodiest days in weeks, the U.S. military, 5 troops died when a bomb exploded under their military vehicles west of Baghdad on Wednesday. And more bunch of civilians have been killed. I mean, it's foggy right now. More people died in Fajala. So we don't really know exactly what's going on, but it's some grisly photos we got on the website. Fire strikes third largest refinery. Reuters, an explosion and fire rocked British Petroleum oil refinery in Texas, the third largest in the United States, on Tuesday, driving gasoline prices to an all-time high and unnerving currency markets worried about security threats. BP said there was no sign of any outside influence in the blast and fire, which came days after the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation warned Texas oil refineries of possible terror attacks ahead of elections in November. I've talked to a lot of FBI people and others, and they say there's lots of terror attacks we're not told about. Yeah, lots of globalist events that they then bump red level threat up and tell the police not to tell the public. That's kind of the excuse to heighten the internal police state expansion. So we don't know what's going on at this time with that either. We'll watch it as it develops. This is out of Reuters as well. Fed denies Greenspan heart attack rumor. U.S. Federal Reserve on Wednesday said there was no truth to rumors that Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan has suffered a heart attack. Well, there is no truth to the rumor. The chairman is fine, Fed spokeswoman Michelle Smith said. So that caused markets to go down as well. I'm going to get into 9/11 stand down order, and we'll also get into some of the police state developments. But I wanted to hit this first. A lot of you heard about Terri Schiavo. We've been talking about her for years. A lot of evidence of foul play when she had bones broken and suddenly was paralyzed from the shoulders down. She's awake, talks, smiles, laughs at her parents, follows a balloon, and they call that a coma. Now they have to admit it's not a coma. They tried to remove her feeding tubes many times. They have removed them three or four times. Well, now puncture wounds found on Terry's arms, attempted murder, question mark, Life News reports, Clearwater, Florida. Just one day after a local judge said Terri Schiavo's estranged husband wasn't violating a court order by denying Terry's parents information about her medical condition, Terry has been taken to a local hospital with apparent puncture wounds on her arms. Hospice workers at Park Place Assisted Living Facility in Clearwater, Florida, where Terry is living, noticed the wounds apparently caused by a hypodermic needle. George Fellows, the lead attorney for Michael Schiavo, who's remarried with two children, said that Terry was taken to Morton Plant Hospital on Monday night for toxicology tests and other blood work. Michael Schiavo works at the hospital as a staff nurse. Oh, yeah. Fellows, an assisted suicide advocate, said hospice staff discovered the marks Monday after Terry's parents, Bob and Mary Schindler, had spent 45 minutes with their daughter. Oh, isn't that sick what they're trying to say? Ms. Schiavo was found in a disheveled state with her feeding tube wrapped around her back and allergy band pulled up very tight on her arm like a tourniquet, Baylos said in a press release. On one arm were four fresh puncture wounds, with another fresh puncture wound on her other arm. Also found were fresh scratch wounds over the puncture wounds, as if attempts were made to conceal the puncture wounds. It appears that someone was either trying to inject Terry Schiavo with something, or that they did indeed withdraw fluids from her, Baylos said. Bob Schindler, Terry's father, said Tampa's WTSP-TV that he did not inject anything into Terry and that his daughter was fine when Schindler's finished their visit with her. Well, let me see. It's Mr. Schiavo who told the court he wanted to take care of her and get custody and then won't let anybody brush her teeth or take care of her and tries to block the family from brushing her teeth or giving her food and has blocked nurses and doctors from feeding her because she can eat. And he's the nurse in there, but magically they found this, and they think the family did it. Isn't that a nice tactic? I'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central, we do this show, this broadcast. I tell you, I want to get to the stand-down orders. Now, we know that on 9-11 they were ordering NORAD to stand down. We know that that happened, but also they changed the direct policy. They changed the policy itself a few months before 9-11, where generals couldn't act independently to shoot down jets as they could, in the past, if they were going to fly into buildings or crash or go into populated areas, as they were prepared to do with Payne Stewart, they guided the aircraft, that is, they followed it until it crashed in some cornfields, but not on 9/11. And now it's come out, found the 9/11 stand-down order. Jim Hoffman has discovered a document which I believe may be very important to the 9/11 skeptic movement. This document supersedes earlier DOD procedures for dealing with hijacked aircraft, and it requires that Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld is personally responsible for issuing the intercept orders. Commanders in the field are stripped of all authority to act. This amazing order came from S.A. Fry, Vice Admiral, U.S. Navy, and Director, Joint Staff. So it appears to me that responsibility for the U.S. Armed Forces, quote, failure to respond, rests directly with Fry for issuing this instruction, as well as Donald Rumsfeld for failing to execute his responsibility to issue orders in a timely fashion. And on June 1st, 2001, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Instruction, CJCSI, 3610.01A, dated again June 1st, 2001, was issued for the purposes of providing guidance to the Deputy Director for Operations, DDO, National Military Command Center, and operational commanders in the event of an aircraft piracy hijacking or request for destruction of derelict airborne objects, close quote. This new instruction supersedes, this is still from the document, CJCS1-3610.01 of 31st July 97. We'll cover this more later with Aaron Russo, and we'll get into just all the news with our fiery guest that is coming up that you do not, believe me, want to miss. We've only hit the tip of the iceberg here on the show. So believe me, again, my friends, you're going to want to stay with us. By the way, in Florida, they're recruiting salons, the tattletales for abuse. Everything turning into Stasi America. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. There have been some new developments with the Supreme Court ruling that there's no Fifth Amendment, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that there's no Fourth Amendment, and so some new developments there as well that we will cover. Clear Channel, big neocon liberal radio, is going to give Jesse Jackson a radio show nationwide. That's pretty disgusting. So there you go. Two different flavors of socialism and big government fraud in the personage of Lord Jackson. In the last minute here of this hour, I do want to encourage every single one of you to do what many others have done, to get three or more, or one, but you get big discounts when you get three or more, of my full-length feature, professionally produced, shocking, riveting, frankly quite scary, videos that are waking people up en masse, en masse. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, link through to our secure online shopping cart, and order the videos, the books, today. I've written a book. I've published another book. I carry a lot of other books and videos. The best material exposing the New World Order out there today is at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or order by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Nobody's going to see these videos and wake up if you don't decide to get up and take action and get off the bench and get in the game. Get off the bench. Join me in the game. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.